I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Mike Albert from DrayNow. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Appreciate being here at the GATS show.
You know, this is a really big truck show here every summer in Dallas. A great time to sit down, kind of reconnect with the industry. A lot of one-on-one time with drivers out there on the floor. If you're talking to a driver here at GATS or anywhere, what are you going to tell them about DrayNow? Give us some background.
Yeah, well, with drivers, really what I want to talk to is, you know, how simple DrayNow can be for finding freight. There's a belief, and our type of freight is very specific to a niche of the transportation industry that's called intermodal. And there's myths out there in the driving community that intermodal is, A, something they can't make money at, and B, something that they can't even get into. And that's
right.
What I'm trying to do is really to show them avenues to haul intermodal freight and make a good living.
Okay, so you guys have the DrayNow app,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's correct.
And what is it, if you're going to help a driver download that app and then kind of walk them through getting connected here, what is that process like? Very user-friendly, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it is very user-friendly. And actually, we still do, you know, for us, it's not about self-enrollment. You know, we try to attract the drivers to us. But really for us, what we do is we still believe that there's the human element to it. So a lot of what we do is interact with drivers. We'll spend time with them verbally talking to them. And it's a real simple process. It's a few things we need to make sure that you're a good quality carrier,
right.
Make sure the insurance is active. And we really tend to spend a lot of time with phone interaction, which we still believe is kind of a cornerstone of what we do.
Sure. Something you and I have talked about before is how I think a lot of the drivers in the industry – look at a certain number like gross and believe that's what you aim for when really it's about what you take home.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's interesting when you talk to a lot of drivers, you know, the first thing we want to talk about is, you know, how much can they make, of course, which I totally understand. But a lot of them focus really on revenue per mile or even gross, right? Mm. So those two myths in the industry of where you need a high revenue per mile, I can tell you that, you know, from our standpoint, I really believe it's more about what you take home.
Right.
Too many drivers focus on, hey, I need to make a number at the top, $6,000-$8,000 in revenue per week. And sounds very nice, and it sounds very appealing. The reality is to get to $6,000 or $8,000 gross, you need to run, you know, $3,500 to $4,000 in fuel, then a living expense of being away, trying to find your next load, empty miles, all those things that aren't factored in. When you think about that $6,000, you know, for us, it's really about, don't focus on that. Focus what you put in your pocket and focus how efficiently you operate your truck. That's what we really focus on.
Right. And, of course, you guys are seeing a lot of success. Share some of that success that you have or some of those drivers out there that are with DrayNow, that are using the DrayNow app and that are running in this intermodal way.
Sure. Yeah, well, a successful driver with us will very much focus more about utilization of the equipment. Our drivers typically do 2 to 3 loads a day, right? And they'll run more local. So for our drivers, it's about the asset utilization. It's typically 100-120-mile trip. You're back to a yard, maybe do another 30- or 40-mile trip. It's that type of activity where drivers can work 10 hours a day and have a very good quality 10 hours, and go home with maybe $900 in gross, and then if you net that out, maybe $750, $725. You do that 5 days a week, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, right. And there's your success right there. Is that, you know, one thing that I guess we haven't exactly factored into this is the idea and the reality of living on the road as well.
That's right.
The toll that it takes being away from home,
yep.
You know, being out there and having to, you know, there might be a situation, you know, that you get into that you've got to stop rolling because you're not at home, you're not near home, you don't have what you need. That becomes very, very stressful, and that takes its toll as well. I mean,
yep.
I don't know that there's a way to put a value on,
yep.
on that kind of stress.
Yeah, and there is, and I don't think you said it. Just the value that your kid's baseball game or your daughter's chorus event or whatever it would be, the value that you really get just being there at 10 a.m. in the morning or 11 a.m. for your kid's school activity that being on the road doesn't afford you. our drivers really, the thing that's nice about our app is not only the quality and the usage of it, but it's what it affords you to balance your life, right? Every driver, for a driver who's running over the road or regionally, for them to actually attend that event, it's a full day off, maybe 2 days off, right?
Yeah, right.
And they have to find the next load, right, when they get back to work. With us, our freight's localized. So if a driver wants to come in and pull a 6 a.m. load, do it for, you know, maybe it's a 40-mile trip, go out and deliver at 10 a.m., they clock off because they want to go home to see their daughter's chorus event. And then 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if they want to run again, just come back in, pick up the app, pick up a load, and go run another 6-hour trip.
Wow.
It's just awesome, the flexibility it gives.
That's, and there's the other thing, too, is that over-the-road trucking has lost a ton of flexibility with regulation and everything else that you have to deal with, not just on the federal level but on the state level. Then you have to know, well, remember which state you're in.
That's right, yeah.
So all of that really, again, is eating a consuming of a lot of that time. So when we talk about that gross revenue being at a certain spot, you know, if you tried to factor in all that time that you're spending, you know, maybe in the sleeper, like you said, trying to find that load, you know, because you don't have a load back, or
right,
trying to, you know, do your books because, well, you got to make sure you're up to date on all of your state and federal regulation. All of this stuff really becomes time consuming, and which again has its value. You'd rather spend that time with your family, at a baseball game.
Yep.
You know what? Go see a movie.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of foreign to a lot of the drivers out there, but it can be done, can be profitable. So, Mike, if they want to learn more about DrayNow, where do they go?
It's real simple. www.draynow.com. I'd ask you to click on the carrier tab, fill out a couple simple questions, and then we reach back to every driver.
Yeah.
We don't just take that and say, hey, great, here's a link. We actually still use a phone, and we actually still call and say, hey, this is Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the interest in us. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more. So fundamental that we always will have is that, you know, people still work for people, and that's really one of our core beliefs.
Yeah. All right. So log on, drivers. Find out more. And a great concept, again, and some very helpful tools for drivers to take with them. Be profitable and still have a life.
That's key.
Yeah, there you go. Mike Albert, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Larry.